My wrists are tied over my head. My legs are spread open to him, exposed. I squirm at his touch. I whimper as he whispers in my ear, telling me I'm his, telling me he's gonna take me tonight, telling me to beg for his cock. And I do. My voice cracks as I turn into a desperate, squirming mess. It's easy at first. Please, sir. Please, give me your big, hard cock. But the longer I am tied, the more I am exposed, the harder it becomes to think straight. My voice cracks as my breathing grows more shallow. Please. You beg, desperation seeping into my words. I need you, sir. How long has it been? I have no idea. Feels like hours. He has left my panties on. But the rest of me is naked, even though my pussy is covered. I still feel exposed. The panties he picked for me, the panties he watched me put on for him. He touches me everywhere, exploring every inch of my body. Gentle, warm, soft, loving. He is exploring me, watching how I move, how I breathe, how I respond to each and every touch. I tell him how good it feels, because I need him to know what he's doing to me. I give him my word, just as easily as I give him my body. I tell him his touch feels so good. It liberates me. It arouses me. I guide him with my words, telling him everything I'm feeling. I tell him he is beautiful. He is perfect. I am his, and I want to turn him on. I do my best to seduce him. I tell him how much I need his cock inside me, how I worship it, how beautiful it is. He presses the head of the Hitachi against my pussy and turns it on, sending waves of pleasure through my body. I squirm more, pressing into the vibrator, feeling my frustration grow. My begging starts to reflect my desperation. Oh God, please, please, I need you inside me, please. I tell him I want to be his fuck toy, his cum doll, his dirty little cocksucker. I will do anything to please him, and the more I say it, the more true it becomes. Oh, please, fuck me, sir. He laughs softly. Not yet. He whispers in my ear, his breath hot as it washes over me. He kisses my earlobe and draws it into his mouth, biting it. It hurts, but the pain shoots right to my clit and I groan. Oh, feeling the vibrator teasing and tormenting me. He knows what it does to me. He knows everything. I am yours. I promise him. I'm not sure I can hold back. I'm getting so close. My body isn't mine anymore. It is his. And he is playing it like an instrument. Just as I am about to explode, he pulls the vibrator away. I raise my hips, hungry and needy. I hear myself growl. Words are coming out of my mouth, but I don't know what I'm saying. I am past frustrated. I am desperate. I took up my bonds, and I am not pleading. I'm promising. I'll do anything. Anything. I'm begging him. It isn't play. It's what I really feel. I will do anything. Oh, just please let me come. I struggle to find the right words, the ones that will convince him, the ones that will let him know exactly what I'm feeling. All the things I have to tell him. I'm yours. I need you. I love you. Tears start to flow. He is silent, watching, calculating, enjoying seeing me this way. I feel my muscles aching from exhaustion, yet I still fight through it, pressing towards him, aching for his touch. Please help me. I beg over and over. Please. Please. My words are all I have. If I can just find the right ones, maybe he will take pity. Maybe he will enjoy seeing me come. Maybe he will give me the release I need, because now I need it. Words are my everything. I'm trying to give them to him, but I can't find them. My mind is blank, and when I look at him through the tears in my eyes, I see him watching me and smiling. His fingers trace over my pussy lips through my panties. I can feel that they're soaked, sticking to me. His fingertip finds my clit and presses against it, and I press into him again. Yeah. Right there. Oh God, please. And just as I'm about to come, he stops. I burst into tears. All I can say is please. Over and over again. No other word can cut through the fog in my brain. If I say it enough, If I show him just how desperate I am, then maybe. Please. Where have my words gone? That one is all I have, please. But I know it isn't enough. Something cold touches my thigh, just beside my pussy. I look down and see his knife sliding under the bottom of my panties. Effortlessly slicing through them. Then the other side. As they fall away, I feel the coolness of the air against my wet, aching, throbbing pussy. It makes it feel better, and it makes me feel worse. I am grateful for the sensation, but I'm also tormented by it. Please, please, don't touch me. I whimper, but he doesn't. He just slides my panties off from underneath me. He holds them to my nose, and I feel my own wetness against my face. I smell myself. I can't hide from it. As he pulls them away, the scent lingers under my nose. My wetness, my arousal, my desire. It feels like it is coating my face. Like at that moment, it is all I am. His wet little fuck doll. It makes me even wetter, and I swear I can feel myself dripping. Tiny droplets from my pussy sliding down my pelvis and inner thighs. Each time I inhale, I can smell myself again. And it gets worse. I love you, I tell him. He smiles. Say it again. He responds gently. And I do. And I keep saying it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I only stop when I feel the fabric of my wet panties pressing against my lips. I open my mouth and accept them. They fill my mouth completely, and I can feel my wetness now against my tongue. I can taste myself. When I breathe through my nose, I can feel my stomach fill with butterflies, and I feel my pussy contract, hungry and needy, wanting him inside me. I try to repeat the words, but they come out muffled and unintelligible. I close my eyes. I inhale deeply. I feel him touch my cheek and then run his finger over my lips. He presses a strip of white sticky tape over my lips, sealing my wet panties in my mouth. I try to open my mouth, but I can't. I try to speak again, but my words are even more muscle. He adds another strip of tape, a little higher, and then a third. My face is covered in tape, from just below my nose down to my chin. He takes his time, running his fingers over my taped lips, touching my cheeks. I look into his eyes as he plays with my taped face. All I have now is my eyes. He leans down and presses his lips against me. I want his kiss, but I can barely feel him. He is so close and so far. I want to tell him everything, but I can't. He has taken my word. I want to beg for his cock, but I can't. He has taken my words. I want to beg to be his fuck doll, but I can't. He has taken my words. All I have is my eyes, and he is looking into them. He brushes my hair away from my face and lowers himself on top of me. I try to adjust my legs, but I can't move them. A combination of the cuffs which hold me spread and the weight of his body on top of me. I feel his hard cock against my belly, pressing into me. I want it inside me. I need it inside me. But without my words, all I can do is wait. All I can be is what he has turned me into. His silent, bound, helpless fuck toy. As his body compresses into mine, I can smell his scent. Mix with my own each time I breathe. My mind switches off. No thinking. No words. Just feelings. I am speechless. Oh, I feel the tip of his cock pressing against my wet, mossy lips. Slowly pressing, opening me. I don't need my words anymore. I just need to be his. As his cock slides inside me, I squeeze my pussy around him, pressing my hips into him. It is all I can do. I feel him inside me. I hear him groan as his cock fills me, slowly, gently, sliding deeper and deeper. I am so wet, I can hear myself. I am wet, hungry, needy, speechless. He starts to fuck me, slowly at first, then harder. And harder. I feel his body start to sweat, and he feels good pressed against me. I am trying to fuck him too, but I can't. I can't move. I can't speak. I can't beg. I am helpless. I am speechless. Oh, I am his fuck toy, his doll to use as he sees fit. I watch him, and I listen. I feel every single movement. I know his cock. I know how he fucks. And when he is ready, I know. And I arch my back and I squeeze my pussy around his cock. And desperate moans come from under the panties and tape that is keeping me silent. I start to come. Hard. My body shake. My eyes close tight. My thoughts and words have vanished. I am nothing but a vessel for him. His. Every inch of me is something for him to fill. I feel him pumping his cum deep inside me, filling me. He collapses on top of me, not moving for a few moments. I feel his breathing slowly return to normal. His head is next to mine, forehead pressed down so I can't see him. I feel my bondage even more acutely now. I am looking up at the ceiling. My arms and legs bound. My mouth taped under him. Still. Silent. Helpless. He stands up and leaves me that way. And I can feel his cum in my pussy slowly starting to leak out of me. He watches me. Standing over me, his hand runs through my hair. He is silent, but I can feel his love for me. He wants to let it all sink in. And he knows that leaving me this way, bound, gagged, and filled with his cum is what I need. He wants me to be his little fuck toy, just for a little bit longer. When he unties me, he releases my legs first, and then my arm, leaving my mouth taped. He draws me close and holds me. I pull my legs up to my chest and wrap my arms around them, feeling his cum slowly dribbling from my pussy. He pets my head and kisses my forehead. I find my way into his arm. As he gently peels the tape from my lips and removes my panties, I feel tears start to roll down my cheeks. I press my face against his beautiful, strong chest, and he holds me while I let everything out. I cry, and I cuddle, and I press against him, but I don't say a word, because even though he has given my words back to me, the reality is that, just like always, he has left me speechless.